Hey guys, I'm Brandon. I'm here with Madison and Megan, and we're doing this week's weekly reflections from the book Daily Reflections, May the 31st, Readiness to Serve Others. Our society has concluded that it has but one high mission, to carry the AA message to those who don't know there's a way out. 12 Steps and 12 Traditions, page 151. The light to freedom shines bright on my fellow alcoholics as each one of us challenges the other to grow. The steps to self-improvement have small beginnings, but each step builds the ladder out of the pit of despair to new hope. Honesty becomes my tool to unfurl the chains which bound me. A sponsor who is a caring listener can help me to truly hear the message guiding me to freedom. I ask God for the courage to live in such a way that the fellowship may be testimony to His favor. This mission frees me to share my gifts of wellness through a spirit of readiness to serve others.
We have but one primary purpose. Mm-hmm. It says our one high mission is to carry the AA message to those who don't know there's a way out. And that's our first and foremost every day. That's how we live our lives today, right? Yeah. No matter what crosses our paths, again, with personalities, conflicts of personalities, we still have our primary purpose. So my mission today, should I choose to accept?
Yes.
Very Bond-like of me. But my mission today is to carry this message to those who don't know there's a way out, mm-hmm. to those who are still suffering, to those that right now today don't know that they can quit drinking and they don't know that they can live a day without using drugs. Mm-hmm. They don't know that. And because I do, it is my purpose to carry that message. I like to think that first and foremost, you live and lead by example, because all the talking in the world, I don't know about for you, but we've discussed prior that sometimes you don't want to hear all the best suggestions, and sometimes you're just not ready. Sometimes you're not ready to take these steps, and sometimes you're not ready to be fully honest, and you're not ready to use these tools, even though it looks like everyone is having a pretty good time doing it. And for fear of all of those things, it's hard sometimes to hear just the message. So I believe the message is greater than just what I tell you. It's what I show you.
Right.
It's what I do in my day-to-day life. And I take this pretty seriously as being my mission. I have chosen to accept that at this point. And all the blessings I receive because of what I'm willing to give out is what makes it all worthwhile. Yep. You have people say that this is a selfish program. I don't know. I don't really know how I feel about that. My motives today never feel selfish, but the beauty of it is you're giving to others and your life improves.
Right, but if I don't take care of me, right, if I don't do the necessary steps in order to improve myself,
right,
I have nothing to give you because I am...
At all,
I am,
yeah. Self
I'm not,
first.
I'm not
self first.
Cool to be around whatsoever, you know?
Yeah.
So I do have to give myself to other people after I give myself to whatever I see fit. So higher power, God, whatever. As long as I'm doing, and this is just my opinion, but being of maximum service to others, whether they're alcoholic, addict, or not, I'm part of everybody else.
Yeah.
Right.
I don't get excluded because my perspective, once again, everybody in the world is a child of God. I'm not excluded from that. So I deserve to have my needs met, you know, and I might not get all my wants, but that's where readiness to serve others comes in. Because if I'm getting selfish and self-seeking and I just want, all my needs are met, but I'm not giving back to others, what's the point?
Yeah.
Because I'm not carrying the message, I'm mine. You know, it's mine and it's all mine.
When I first got sober, my sponsor told me, you have but one primary purpose, that's to carry a message to the alcoholic or addict who's still suffering. And he said, be very sure that when you are carrying that message, you are doing it in a way that not only emulates this program, but also helps someone. And he made that very clear to me. Mm-hmm. When I'm in a meeting, he said, unless your experience can relate to the first 103 pages of the Big Book of Alcoholics Anonymous, you don't have anything to say. He says, be quiet. If you can't carry that message in the appropriate way, then just be quiet. It's okay to listen. And then, you know, he said, trust God, clean house, work with other people. Unity, service, recovery, those are three legacies of the program, and they fall in line with the things that I just said. So, true. We do absolutely have to serve other people, and that's how we be okay. You know, we do get a lot out of serving others, but this is a we program, and we're included in that. I have to give service to myself sometimes. You know, I have to take a moment and just completely shut everyone out, recenter myself. I was almost a year sober, and I had about 4 service commitments. I had 6 or 7 sponsees. I was still going to a meeting a day, and my sponsor sits me down, and he's like, are you okay? And I'm like, yeah, I'm totally fine. Everything's fine. Yeah, you know, I'm just doing this. I'm doing it. And he was like, you're not okay. And he was like, you're almost a year sober. Drop a couple service commitments. He didn't tell me to drop sponsees. They kind of filtered themselves out.
Right.
You know what I mean? They filtered themselves out. Yeah. And that does happen. But he told me, he said, balance is key. And he told me, you know, and he got sober in 1999, you know. And so he told me, he was like, I was almost 2 years sober, and I was so involved in the program and doing this and doing that that I had no time for myself, and it almost killed me. And he said, so it's okay to take a step back. It's okay not to go to a meeting today. It's okay to drop a couple service commitments because you have to take care of yourself.
Emotional sobriety.
Emotional sobriety is absolutely key. Mm-hmm. I relapse before a drink or a drug ever enters my body. Mm-hmm. And, you know, if I'm not emotionally stable up here, then I can't be that for everyone. You know, I can't transmit something that I don't have. So it's so important that I take care of myself. And this is they say it's a selfish program. We're taught to be selfless, mm-hmm. you know, but I think it's another program that I'm just not going to mention that teaches us to love ourselves and to really set boundaries and mm-hmm. to adequately be able to detach from certain things that we don't need in our lives. And not that it's contradictory to the Fellowship of Alcoholics Anonymous, but
it just
we don't have. And so I have to find balance in all of this today. I have to always be ready to serve another person, but I have to ask myself, is me serving them going to benefit them? I had to deal with that situation just this weekend, and I had to set a boundary with someone. And I couldn't be of service to them at all. And it was difficult. And I almost felt bad afterwards. Uh-huh. And I had to call my sponsor and tell him what it was. He was like, no, that's self-imposed guilt. You don't get to do that.
You made a boundary.
Yeah. So, yes, we have to be of service to others because it did lead us into the freedom that we have today, but we also get to enjoy the freedom that we have today as a result of that. And then we have to maintain our spiritual fitness.
Right. And this isn't something we can beat into somebody.
No.
You need to work this. It doesn't.
No.
God, I wish it did, but it doesn't work. It doesn't work. And so, like, I have to be the best example.
Absolutely.
Of this program without preaching it.
Oh, most definitely.
Like, I can't
most definitely
walk around preaching God and be like,
no,
you have to believe in God. What? Like, get away from me. I don't want to listen to you.
Yeah.
You know? Same thing. I just have to be that.
Mm-hmm. And lead by example.
Yeah, I can't be that if I'm not healthy.
Yeah, it's so true. You know, I don't know if you heard, anyone out there heard anything that they related to today. I hope that you did. If you're in need of someone just to listen to you, if you're in need of some support or assistance, go to detox2rehab.com. There's a hotline number on there. Call them, reach out. There's so many resources on that website. Madison, thank you. Megan, thank you always.
Absolutely.
And you guys join us next week for more fun stuff. Awesome.